Evidence Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I will be with you for the next hour on this April the 6th on the West Coast, now April the 7th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We'd like to also welcome anyone who may be listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world as well, and we appreciate you helping us spread an alternative word of truth around the planet. We're going to do so tonight. This is, as I mentioned last night, the first of a long-running series of discourses on many of the issues that we face regarding our own persons, regarding who we are, what we were created to be, and sort of look at where we really are in terms of how we are taking care of ourselves or not taking care of ourselves, how we are feeding ourselves or not properly feeding ourselves, and why we get sick, why we sometimes experience premature death. And certainly these are the foundations for greater things to be revealed about who we are. And without having our business in order, without having healthy bodies and healthy minds, how can we even begin to approach the vibration of spirit, that realm where we become powerful beings that can do just about anything we set our minds to, and get cooperation from the physical aspect of who we are to fulfill our goals, and whether that's becoming a healthier, happier person, whether that's more a person who's more successful in business, or a person who wants to understand more about why they're here on this planet and ways they can contribute to the well-being of the society, not just here in this country, but throughout the world. And before we bring on tonight's guest, Dr. Wayne Pickering, I'm just going to talk about one particular aspect of who we think we are and what we do, or better yet, what we don't do for love.
Good night. you know, got a thing for you, and I won't let go. Some people go around the world for love, but then they never find what they bring up. What you won't do, do for love. You've tried everything, but you don't give up. In my world, only you make me do for love what I would not do. Make me do for love what I would not do. Make me do for love what I would not do.
Mr. Ricky Peterson and What You Won't Do for Love. Well said message. What you would not do for love. What do we do to ourselves? I think ultimately we're all in search of love, but tonight's guest is much more well-versed in these matters than myself. We do talk about health on Evident Footprints. We do talk about success. We do talk about the truth, discerning the truth, and becoming conscious, aware beings. And while we're trying to achieve those goals, we're also experiencing illness, disease, as I mentioned, fatigue. It's a term that comes up all the time. And what do we really understand about the things that have a direct impact upon our health, in our well-being? In fact, this is Wellness Wednesday on Evident Footprints. We're going to get into these topics over the coming weeks, hopefully on a regular basis, so that you can begin learning and applying these principles in your own life. And then you'll see how much easier it is to deal with everything else that comes your way. Tonight's guest is an author of 10 health guides, several CD-ROMs, 8 books, 22 audio learning programs. He is an award-winning producer of a video series entitled Is Your Diet a Riot? He's authored 32 special reports, over 400 articles on fitness, stress, and nutrition, a weekly e-zine that goes out to over 13,000 opted-in subscribers, as well as 19 websites and 10 health systems, all distributed in 37 countries. There's much more to say about tonight's guest, and I welcome tonight for the first time. He's known as the Mango Man, Dr. Wayne Pickering. Dr. Wayne, welcome to the show.
Don, thank you very much. Now, as many times as I've heard you, and you've tuned into quite a few of my shows, that it's nice that we're getting a chance to work together for a great cause. When I heard that song, that opening song you did, I was going to ask you, who did that song? That was one of the best renditions I've heard of that song. That was great.
Well, I've got two other original renditions by Mr. Bobby Caldwell, the man.
Caldwell, exactly.
Yes. And so, Ricky Peterson is just off the hook. I don't know how else to describe.
Yes, he did a good job. That was it. Was nice energy. It was mm-hmm. Very good. Do you know you mentioned a little while ago about some of the things, Don, that you know that your show stands for or tries to bring to the success, financial endowment, the spiritual overtone. Health, all of that. Well, one thing I want to just set the tone for, if I may, for sure. Where we're going to go with this series, but health is not something that we have to work at so much. We're all healthy automatically by design and sick
yes.
only by default.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great lesson. So I've never heard an umpire ever walk up to the home plate and start the World Series off by saying, as he takes that little whisk broom out of his pocket and dusts off the home plate, he never says, work ball. He
mm-hmm.
always says, play ball. And notice those guys are out there. That's their job. That's their career. They're definitely in a healthy mode. That's their financial income, that's their communication, I mean, all of it. And it's the same with the game of life. And I like to get my clients, when I'm coaching them, to put an acronym out on a piece of paper, and we're going to call it checkers. When we play the game of checkers, we have to make the right moves, the right jumps, good common sense, good strategy, and we win. And it's the same with the game of life. So when we write the word checkers down acronymically on a piece of paper, these are the eight sides of our lives we must give attention to. And when I share this with you, then you're going to really appreciate why we decided for the listening audience here. And by the way, I would encourage everybody to get a pen and piece of paper out. We've got so much we're going to give you, and there's no way we're going to try to remember it all, but I've got a lot to share with you. But write the word checkers down on a page. And the C is our career. And when Don and I come back and do the next series on living abundantly, you're going to hear this acronym once again, and we're going to take and put it all into place. But we have a three-step plan that we show all of our clients and share with all of our clients what to do that within – it's a three-step plan that within 2 weeks – you'll know exactly what you're going to do for the rest of your life, and that's guaranteed. So I want you to tune into our Living Abundantly series. So the C is our career. The H is our health. The E is our economics. That's the money side of our lives. Got to have it. And it's not spiritual to be broke. By the way, my take on life is very simple. If we honor God and serve our fellow man / woman, with a service that we've created out of what we're genuinely passionate about, so that everybody who is involved in that service has equal opportunity to gain, then we win. So our career, our health, the economics, the communication, our interaction with people. Notice those ball players are out there communicating with their cronies, their teammates. The knowledge. By the way, here's a great little lesson for you. The more you learn, the more you earn. Get knowledge about what you're passionate about. The E is our emotions, and there's only three kinds of emotion, mad, glad, and sad. And you can only be one at the same time. You can't be any more than one. So the R is recreation, and the S is the spiritual side of our lives. Those are the building blocks. The mortar that holds them all together is balance. Now, when our health is shot, nothing else means a hoot to us. I mean, our career falters. It's not spiritual to be sick. You can't fulfill your purpose on this earth when you're sick and you're miserable. People don't hire sick people. People don't marry sick people. People don't insure sick people. Here's what people do to sick people. They pity sick people. I don't want to be there. And the three greatest lessons that I've learned about being healthy is very simple. We're all healthy automatically by design. You cut your hand on, you know this and I know this. It heals just innately, subcortically. And we're healthy automatically by design and sick only by default. Here's the second of the three lessons. We never catch disease. That's an outright scam. It's impossible. We don't catch disease. We earn it, as it stems, in my view, from crud in the blood, from being drunk with junk. And you're going to learn all about this and put it all into perspective, and you're going to know exactly. Before I give you the third one, here's a good little line for us to think about. Beliefs will only be beliefs as long as we have people out there to believe them. But truth will always be truth, whether we believe it or not. And you've got to look at this. The sky is not less blue because a blind man doesn't see it. It's still blue. Just because 50 million people believe in a foolish thing, it's still a foolish thing. So the second lesson was, we don't catch disease, we earn it. And here's the third one. You only get well by what comes out of you, never by what goes into you. And I'll close off that little summation this way. There's a difference between healing and curing. Healing is something the body does when we give it a chance. And when we set the biological imperatives in place, which you're going to learn in this How to Get Well, Then Stay Well for Life series that you and I are bringing to the table, Don.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be a very simple thing. All we have to do is want to, and it's so much easier to be healthy when you want to than when you have to. Good line. Healthy people have lots of goals. Unhealthy people only have one goal. So to conclude that little scenario, as I said, here it is. You only get well by what comes out of you. Healing is something the body does. Curing is something mankind tries to do. Curing is negative. Healing is positive. Healing is permanent. Curing is temporary. So I wrote this little poem one time, and then we'll move on because I don't want to be a one-man show here, Don. I definitely want to hear what you have to say because I know you're a wealth of wisdom here. Never give up your health in your quest for wealth, because you will, without question, spend all that wealth to regain your health. And then when you die, guess what happens, Don? Your brother-in-law gets to drive your car. Now, that's a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a system here for you, and we've been doing this for almost 40 years, actually. I've been a physician for 33 years doing this, and we're all over the world doing it, and we're loving it. We're having the best time, and I'm so pleased that we're able to reach the vast amount of people through shows just like yours. So where would you like to start?
Well, you know, there were so many other accolades that I could send out to the listeners. I'm sure there are some that are wondering, well, what qualifications or what experience does this gentleman have that I should pay particular attention to his message? After all, I've heard the experts on TV or on the radio or on books on tape or or even in commercials for that matter. And so people have a mindset or, you know, there's this stereotypical expert out there. I should mention that you yourself are a nutritional performance coach. Mm-hmm. You are a life management consultant and a disease prevention specialist.
Correct.
Now, this all came out of, let's say, your own illness, if we can use that term, where you were diagnosed with some medical problems and basically given a death sentence of age 30.
That's correct.
To put it bluntly, okay, you're now 63 years old.
I'm 63.
I said 63.
Oh, I'm sorry. That must be your Ohio accent, brother. It sounded like 53.
Oh, okay. No. You are 63 years young, actually.
Thank you.
And an award-winning triathlete, a double nominee for the Healthy American Fitness Leader Award, and many, many other things that you're involved in that regard. So you are passionate about what you do. And you are yourself the walking book, the Bible on this, from the perspective of having come out of that prognosis and gone beyond that. Would you care to share any of that with the listening audience?
I would be happy to, actually, and I'm glad you asked that. Sometimes what we have to do is appreciate disease and illness as part of the divine design of all of our lives to get us back on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
Because being sick at times for 8 months at a time, flat on your back, rheumatic fever and heart disease and rheumatoid arthritis and cancer on the right side of my lip and wounded in Vietnam, I spent 3 terms there, a little time in Cambodia, some time. My first medal was in Santo Domingo back in the 60s. And going through all of the challenges with my health, oh, my gosh, I was blind in my right eye. We're going to be sharing all that with us throughout the series, but blind in one of my eyes because I splashed muriatic acid into my face, told that I'd never see out of that eye again, perfect vision now. And everything happens to us because of divine design. But we need to make some changes. And I have found this out, Don, in my years. There's 2 major problems in our country, 2 major ones. Mm-hmm. And they both begin with C. It's called conformity. People go along to get along. People don't want to change, man. The only people who don't mind change are wet babies. People don't want to change. And the other one is consumption, conformity and consumption. Well, let's stay on the conformity for a minute because it's cohesive with your question there about the people are just programmed. They're just programmed mm-hmm. wrong.
Yes.
And the television has to be probably one of the most brilliant pieces of equipment to program people to maintain control.
Yes.
So the first, would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, they take advantage of the impact that imagery or idol worship has on the character of an individual and their expectations of what they need to produce in their lives to conform.
Exactly. Now, here's an interesting thing. The average American right now I don't watch television. I had my television hooked up for 3 months in my life, and it was about 3 years ago, I guess, that I did that because I was working towards having my own TV show. We were doing something there in an Oprah Winfrey kind of an angle, and mm-hmm. I wanted to have my own cooking show and doing all of that. But after 3 months of picking apart, like, the Food Channel and the mind insulting drug ads and the foolishness that was going, well, I was just in, it's insulting. But I mm-hmm. learned this,
yes.
that the average American watches television today, and this is computer screen and all that stuff, 5 to 6 hours every day, every day. Now, let's take the high end of that 6 hours, because a lot of radio hosts and television hosts that I work with most of them don't even watch television. It's such an insult. And here they've got their own TV show. That's a mind blower to me. So here's my point. 5 to 6 hours. So let's take this, the high end, 6 hours. Well, that's a 25% of your 24 hours in the day. If you're going to live to 80, that's 20 years of your life.
Well, and the 8 hours that you sleep, and that's a third of your life.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah. You know. So, but anyway, it's 20 years of your life that you sit back on television, getting fat, being programmed the way they want you programmed. I just did the IRS's national convention, and that one of the things that I learned there from a couple of the guys that I had them laughing, had a good time, and they come up to me after and told me what a great time they had. And we got really down and dirty about some things. And one of the guys told me, now this was a high end, Don. These were the managers of the auditors for the Fortune 500 companies. High end. And we were in Nashville doing this. And one of the guys come up to me after, and he says, you know, Doc, you made me laugh like the Dickens up there, son. He said, man, you made my convention. He said, I could go home now and have a good – I can't stand coming to these things. He said, it bores me to death. Come here for 5 days. I was the opening act for 2 hours. It was a great honor. Mm-hmm. But I learned something from him, Don. And he said, the IRS, because I can't believe I asked him this. You're going to love this. I said, tell me, Jim, because we got down and dirty, and I said, he asked me some really personal questions, and I said, I'm going to ask you a couple questions now, and I don't want you to be afraid. He said, oh, ask me anything you like. I said, Jim, is the IRS a scam, man? I can't believe I asked him that. Mm-hmm. Oh, we have. No, he said, no, it's not a scam. I said, well, why is it that we hear these horror stories about them putting people in prison for this? He said, the IRS doesn't have the ability to do that. All we are is an investigative committee. I said, well, we can get hung up on semantics all we want. But I said, the reality of it is they're still responsible of getting them in that predicament or in that end result. So after a while, when we got leveled out there, where there's no control, there's chaos. And without that control, and the best way to control people is through the finances. And part of the media that they use to do that is through the television.
Mm-hmm.
And it is constant. So we have to think like this. 24 hours a day is all we have. That's it. And, well, we got to think like, let's say a person is 50, average lifespan is 80. That gives us 30 years. That's 360 months.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we sleep a third of that, as you just indicated. So now we're down to 240. Huh. Well, we use up a third of that with just the daily cares of life, doing laundry, grocery shopping, eating, showering, whatever. We're down to 120 months if we're 50. But we work half of that. We're down to 60 months, which is basically 5 years, if you're 50, that you can be productive at what you want to do. And most people just squat down and watch television because they're so miserable in their life. Bless their hearts. We're going to bring this whole series together to give you a way out. Now, I didn't know how to do this. As I say, being so sick, and I thought, oh, woe is me. Why is this happening to me? Well, I'm so blessed that all that did happen to me because it qualified me. I went out, and after years of going to school to get my doctorate, my master's, first of all, in nutrition, and then my doctorate is in naturopathy, which I don't practice because just teaching people nutrition is a full-time job. So I've been through some hoops. But it was the greatest thing that happened. And I would encourage everybody to embrace all of the... Well, Willie Jolly, a good friend of mine, I've done many of his shows as well on XM Radio. He wrote a book one time, Don, and it's this... And here's a classic title. A setback is a set up to come back. Hello. setback is a setup to come back. So use all of these things that are happening to you in life to your benefit. And then search, because that was my quest. Here's another great lesson. You will never, ever, ever go to a hospital to get well. Any doctor will tell you that. You never go to a hospital to get well. You go there to get care. You go home to get well. So in my view, it would behoove you to know what the conditions of health are, what you need to do, and just do that since you're already healthy automatically by design. What can you do every day? Well, we're going to show you all of that. And I know that you've got a lot of input from that, from your years of experience with your interviews, Don, and with your strong spiritual connection. And so hopefully that answered your question.
Yes. I want to thank you for that. You know, I want to go back to your comment about the IRS. And it makes me think that this individual, you refer to him as Jim, also watches too much television. when he said, well, they're an investigative committee,
yeah.
I understood them to be a foreign corporation incorporated in Puerto Rico. So it's a little bit different than a commission, I would say.
Absolutely. Well, yes. Again, you know, they have to, even though the man was really getting down and dirty with me, I'm sure he had to cover himself in
yes.
certain regard. But he did tell me a lot of great things, and I was quite open because of it.
Yes. Well, there's a good ending to many of those stories. I just found that rather interesting because that is the belief system that we are operating under. And the truth is a different matter.
Well, so let me throw this. Remember I mentioned the two C's and I messed mm-hmm. up and didn't tell you the second one. And now I think it's cohesive with your statement right there. It's conformity. People go along, they watch television, they do all that, and consumption. People buy. They watch television, oh, I got to have it, and I got to buy. And they buy themselves into oblivion.
Yes. Well, and that's the nature of the programming, again.
That's correct. So we're going to teach you all kinds of great things, and then when you know how you tell if something is the truth or not, if it hits your gut just right.
Mm-hmm.
Your gut tells you, if you're spiritually connected, as you've indicated that a lot of your audience has that kind of connection, and that is part of the theme of your show, that mm-hmm. you're going to learn that truth will stand on its own.
Yes, that's one thing I say often. It doesn't require our opinions. It doesn't require our meddling or our misinterpretation or reinterpretation of what it is. It is what it is.
Thank you.
Everlasting. It's eternal.
That's right.
So what we're doing, that's the top rung of the ladder. We're moving up the ladder.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Well, if I may, getting well and staying well for life, now that sounds like a pretty tall order. And how about if we do this, Don? Let's give the people an overview of what we're going to cover in this series. Would that be okay with you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
But you know, one of the things, now, this whole series, but one of the things I will say, that you're in total charge of your health, not some entity, by the way. There's no such thing as toxic side effects. You're going to learn that. That's all lies. There's no such thing as a toxic side effect of any drug. Those are the effects. They say toxic side effects so that kind of cushions the real devastation of those drugs. Now, I can do anything I want when it comes to my health. I'm in total charge of my health. And here's the interesting thing. You are too. The listening audience, you are too. It's a mindset. So before we start this whole series, here's my disclaimer. just in case there's somebody out there that might take all this wrong, making me liable, believing that I might be treating disease. We never treat disease. I wouldn't even attempt that. That is all garbage. You don't treat disease, you beat disease. So here's my disclaimer. I'm a nutritional counselor, nutritional performance coach, not a medical doctor. I don't portray myself as such. I understand that all my audience knows that I don't diagnose nor treat any disease or anything like that. That area is reserved for medical doctors. All of my clients, all I do with them is set the conditions of health and encourage them as we go and go and go. And when they get well, you would be amazed if you came to our office and put all those letters in a box that we've received over our years in this business. Chances are you'd never forget the energy you put into moving that box. We've got thousands of them. Now, with all that said, let's get on with it. Here's my job. My job is to help you to live as freely as possible, as it's the quality of life, not the quantity in life that counts. We've got to remember that. So you definitely don't want to be sick for a number of reasons. And you know what is a mind blower here too, Don? People actually spend $800 to $1,200 a month on health insurance. Come on. Hello.
And
that buys you a lot of quality food.
Yeah, yeah. The insurance is not inducing a state of health other than maybe negative coming up with
very
that.
True, man. Very you true. Know. And when we get into this series a little bit further, you'll probably want to cancel your health insurance because it's such a crying shame what's going on. But as I mentioned, you don't want to be sick for a number of reasons. As I mentioned previously, people don't hire sick people. People don't want to be around sick people. People don't want to marry sick people. People don't use sick people as role models. It's hard, almost virtually impossible if you're dead sick to get insurance. People just pity sick people. And being sick is a lonely venture. So in my view, it's your moral duty to be well, as you are of absolutely no use to anybody when you're sick and you're such a drain on your loved ones. So let's turn this around. Never let age be your cage. Age has nothing to do with how old you are. Age is a matter of condition, not of years. So my whole purpose, let me give you my purpose. I'm here to teach people. As somebody asked me one day, Don, I was up in Toronto, Canada, speaking at the Royal York for the Prudential Realty Corporation's annual convention. And a lot of people were making over me there, and I was very grateful, of course. I'm never on this ego roll, but I was very humbled, signing autographs, and doing a lot of things like that. And I was trying to get to the elevator because I had another business meeting and I didn't want to be rude to my viewers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get on the elevator and the guy was holding it for him because he saw the sense of urgency. So I got on the elevator and he goes, "I'm very impressed." I said, "Why is that?" He said, "A lot of people were making a lot over you. What is it you do?" Well, before I knew it, the man was off the elevator. And I really didn't get a chance to tell them what I did. So you've only got 20 seconds to tell people what you do, and we call it our elevator speech. Here it is. I'm a physician, author, professional speaker, nutritional performance coach, lifestyle management consultant, and a disease prevention specialist, teaching people how to be the healthiest person on the planet, and not the wealthiest person in the grave, with a focus on nutrition and a basic philosophy. If you want to be tough, you've got to eat good stuff so you can get older and better and not old and bitter. So that's your job. That's your job. Get older and better, not old and bitter. Because when you're 55 to 65, most people are dying. But that's the peak of your entrepreneurial years. No other time in your life. when you have reached a qualifying time in your life to share your knowledge with somebody. You can't be 60 and be stupid. You got to know something. But if you're so sick, yeah, what good is it? So this whole series is all about that, showing you how to stay well. And then all of the rest of our sides of our lives would just fall into place. And Don's show will be even much more effective in your life, because he's bringing a lot to the table for you, and I was glad that he invited me to be a part of the mix.
Well, we're glad to have you here.
Thank you.
You know, Dr. Wayne, if I can just comment on something you said regarding age, and while you were speaking, this image welled up within my being, and I thought maybe I should share this.
Please do.
The truth about what you said concerning age is evident in cheese manufacturing. You know, it isn't cheese until the milk product, the whey, and the contents that are eventually going to make up what the cheese is going to taste like and its texture and everything, is they're just ingredients. And it's at the end of the cycle when it becomes cheese and it can be then eaten and be recognized as cheese, mm-hmm. that the cheese has properly aged. And it dawned on me that we really don't reach the pinnacle of our age until the time that we leave.
That's right.
So we should be really striving while we're alive in these bodies and functioning to maintain that same level of experience. If it's service to others, why do we have to sort of step back from that? Almost like it's a relief to get away from it. Because while we're doing it, it's being affected by that very thought in the back of our minds or in our subconscious that somehow we are we're going to be able to get away from it. So we're always acting with that as that subconscious thought that's really affecting how successful we could be or what our the value of our contribution to humanity could be. And I think we put ourselves in a better place by looking at it as, you know, I can't imagine retiring. Let's put it that way. That's
forget
me.
Forget about it.
You know. And
I'm so busy. Here I am, almost 64. I thought, you know, when you got to be 50, things slowed down. No, I am swamped. Do 700 hours of radio a year, 4 corporations, speaking, write. I just wrote a new book. We've got another one coming out here in 2 weeks. And I have the outline for our newest book on wellness. Yeah, so what you said, I'm not trying to steal from your thunder. I thought it very well said what you said.
It's just the perception and the resonance of what the truth and what you're saying. That's why I brought that up. You know, we have examples in our lives, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly the cheese isn't, you're not going to eat it until it's done its job.
There you go. Beautiful. Well, there's another thing, too. What we think about and think about, we bring about. What we think about and think about, we bring about. One of the things that I've done, Don, has helped me a great deal in my life. Over the years, you know, you get a lot of great little sayings, a great little positive affirmations and aphorisms and all of those great little pieces of wisdom that come about in you. And I know that you're a storehouse of it, just even with your cheese analogy. It's very good. But we keep track of it. So one day I decided, listen, I've got to do something here. I made 6 different categories of CDs. I made my grateful CDs, something I get my audience to do. Every morning when you wake up, and you fall out on your knees and thank your source, in my view, God, for 3 things that you haven't been grateful for before. I went down to the office supply store and bought a calendar, a yearly calendar, and it had a little booklet kind of thing, 300 pages or whatever. And on each page had 2 days. I wrote down those 3 things every morning when I woke up because it was by my bed. After 1 year, I made 2 CDs of just my grateful list. Now I have over 6 CDs of just the grateful list. Because each year it creates me 2 full CDs. I have my to-do list, my goal list, my motivational minutes list. I forgot the other two at the moment. But anyway, and I listen to those things every morning. So that grateful list will become an invaluable tool. What you think about and thank about, you bring about. Now, this body that we have, we are basically a spirit with a body that inhouses it, governed by our minds, stimulated with emotion. And when the body and the spirit become so incongruent that the spirit says, I'm sorry, I've had enough, I'm out of here. Now, people in the religious community, if you will, that refute that, I say, why do you do that? The body is still there. The spirit is gone. We are a spirit with a body that inhouses it, governed by our minds, stimulated with emotion. And you're going to learn in the attitude portion of this series here, which what I want to do here in a second is just give the people now what's going to happen in these 12 sessions that you and I are going to bring to the table. How about if we do that now? Can we do that?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. This first interview, what I'm trying to do, this first component of the series, you're going to know what you need to know about disease and how to, let's say, chunk out your time to devote some of it towards your health. And you're going to discover how to revere it and not fear it. People always buy with emotion and justify it with logic later, every time. That's why fear is the greatest motivator. It's the greatest motivator to win souls over in the religious community. It's the greatest motivator when it comes to illness. All of that. So being healthy is so much easier, everybody, when you want to than when you have to. Now, here's the second component of this series. It's all about getting well. Now, once you learn how to get well, what's the use if we don't teach you how to stay well for life? So in the following interviews, it forms an acronym, a new start, like a brand new start. A new start. I was speaking in Alabama, and it was, we had, Don, think of this, 14 gigs in a 12-day period, and each presentation was in a different town. Now, you know we were hustling to get to the next gig. So everybody was asking me this question. You know, Doc, you sound pretty good, and you make a lot of sense, and all the analogies I give. He said, but you think I can get me a new start on life? I said, yes. And so I started playing with that word, a new start. And this is what I figured out are the 9 things we need to do. We're called the biological imperatives to being healthy. And here they are. The A is attitude. And believe me, it's the attitude that we take with our health that would determine the end result. And I wrote a poem. If you have enough fortitude to develop an attitude of sincere gratitude for your body's magnitude, you will have an aptitude to reach a higher latitude for an ultimate altitude. Now, the N is nutrition. I don't want you to miss that one. That's going to be a huge undertaking, trying to get through all of the garbage that's out there. And we've got it all a great little system. The The E is exercise. And the big thing that you're going to learn about exercise is it has to be fun. Now, the W is water. Oh, boy. Such an outright... Don, I can remember when you and I were kids. If somebody come up to you and said, Don, I can't wait till you get older. Let's go in that business selling water. Well, you'd have laughed. It's a multi-billion dollar industry.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to learn, and here's my classic line. And this came from a bunch of Olympic athletes that I interviewed for the National Speakers Association one year. And here's what the bulk of them had to say, and it never left me. Never drink the crap from the tap. The S is sunshine. And we've been lied to. We've been lied to thinking that sunscreens keep you from having skin cancer. When you come back, eyes will be open there. The T is tenacity. Here's my line. You can give in and you can give out, but you can't give up. You got to keep pursuing your health. Keep tuning into this show that we're going to do on Wellness Wednesday. And you're going to have all of the components in place for you. The A is air. And we've even got a little section in there. If you want to learn how to quit smoking, we're going to show you how to do that. The R is rest. Remember this. The rest of our days depends upon the rest of our nights. Got to get rest. It's one of the key components for you to be healthy. And the T is temperance, moderation. Think about this, everybody. You can have everything in life. I mean, you can't have everything in life, I should say. Where in the world would you put it? I mean, people are so into it that they're actually out of it. Let's do all things in moderation. We're going to bring a great show. That's one of my favorites, actually. But then on the last of the series, you're going to know how to put it all together. And what are you going to do when you wake up? What are you going to do when you go to bed? How do I fit this in? And then when Don and I come back and do the Living Abundantly series, you'll have the whole components of life in order. So my three taglines, disease prevention specialist, this How to Get Well and Stay Well for Life series is all about that. The nutritional performance coach, we talk about the nutrition. Is your diet a riot? We'll get into that. And, of course, lifestyle management consultant, that's the Living Abundantly series. So our whole thing really should be living a life of no regrets. So let's get ready for a great series. And I know we've still got a little time left. You want to let's define health a little bit?
Yes, I would like to make a comment.
Sure, please do.
Just a short comment, because you said some things even at the top of the show. You talked about us being conformers, or conformity, mm-hmm. was one of the C's, and the other one was consumption. And recently, I played an audio archive, which is about 35 years old. 36 years old, going on 37, I think, of Jiddu Krishnamurti, who basically studied the world's problems and man's problems and brought forth some really interesting concepts about how we see things, how we perceive things, and many of the reasons why we perceive them that way. And the things you're describing seem to all be at the root of the second C. Certainly conformity drives us to be consumers. He made a very simple statement saying that the mind or the brain has been taught to consume. That simple little statement, we have been programmed to consume.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process, now this is my little revelation here, because I see this making total sense. This striving to conform, and that's programmed into us, you know, what the Jones have, I have to have better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so there's that subconscious drive to compete, and then to fulfill the competition is the reward. You see, it's a reward punishment system that we live in. We're either rewarded for how we take care of our health, how we take care of our minds, which is another aspect of our health, And it definitely can negatively influence our perception about how we look or how we're supposed to look or our beliefs. You see, the ego comes in, the false self, all these things that are not founded in truth, yet to recognize them as falsehoods is the truth, you see. So we have to sort out, I think, this is my own opinion about this, that we have to be able to understand how we have sort of been led into this trap, which is sort of like a maze or a Ferris wheel or a roller coaster, up and down, round and round in a circle. And we keep coming back to point A and reliving the same experiences. So we're going to sort through these things if I understand what your program is, or, you know, your, I don't even like that word program, to tell you the truth, what your course deals with. You're going to take us along a path where the untruths that we've been taught and programmed to respond to automatically will become part of our awareness and will give us strength in following in your footsteps. You're the perfect example of what you're talking about.
Thank you very much. You know, well, you know what you said there. Let's go back to that conformity, because I'm glad you brought that back up. Conformity and consumption. There is a solution. And they both begin with C. It begins with C. It's called control your choice. Because you've got choices, everybody. You've got choices. And you said a good word there a minute ago, ego. Edging God out. It's all ego. It's most unfortunate. All this, you know, the guys, you know, they drink their beer and they're standing up there and they're watching television and this. I mean, come on. Life is wonderful. And we're living, you're going to learn that actually we're living in some of the best times ever, right now. But the tube is conditioning you to think otherwise. No other time in history would you have been able to reflect back on a better time than right here and right now, and the opportunities to accumulate abundance of wealth, for example, is the best now than ever. No place in the world, I mean, there will be never a time, rather, let me put it this way, that we will zero out, bottom out, all over the world. Everything is ebb and flow, up and down, and there will be things that you're going to learn that in this whole series as we go, that this is a wonderful time to be living. Great. Shut the TV off. Newspapers are good for the bottoms of the birdcage. News, Paul Harvey used to say this when I'd go to his seminars, there's more good news and great things happening in our country. Right now, over 95% of all the news that comes across our boardroom is great news. But he said we can't print it, because if it doesn't bleed, it doesn't read. Don, I know we're out of time. And when we come back next week, now that we've kind of got an overview of what's happening and what's going to take place, let's dive into the meat of it next week. Would that be fine?
Absolutely. I want to also provide you with the opportunity, Dr. Wayne, to share any information that you want to direct people to at any one of, what is it, about 15 different websites?
No, actually, we've got 25 now.
25. Wow.
Yes, sir. Now, thank you for asking, Don. You know, we have a series that's conducive to the health series. It's called healthatlast.com. Health at last, healthatlast.com. I'm going to give you something that's going to, and we're only going to do this for this show. This is it. There's $600 worth of health tools there. Jack LaLanne, Dr. Mortar, Dr. Ken and Mita. We've got physicians, speakers, authors, celebrities, great athletes on that series teaching you how to get well, then stay well for life. Now, there's $600 worth of goods on there. It's healthatlast.com. Now, hold that thought. We just produced our brand new site on nutrition. It's called PerfectMiniDiet.com. PerfectMiniDiet.com, M-I-N-I. Mary, I, Nancy, I. Now, that's going to get your nutrition in order. There's a couple $100 worth of goods on there we give you for $27, and we're going to give you that entire Health at Last site free. Now you've got the tools. You've got your nutrition tools, and you've got your health tools to start your life in a good direction. This is the only show tonight that we do that. I wanted to do something very special for Don's audience. We've never done that before. I'll never do it again because they're going to be mad at me in the office. I give away. Don't let him on the air. He gives away the ship.
Does that include me, too?
So let me say that again. PerfectMiniDiet.com. Go in there, order that site. It's only $27. Beside your name, put Health at Last, and that'll spark the office, because I'll inform them tomorrow, to go ahead and send you the entire Health at Last site absolutely free. Audios, special reports, this, that, great things. You're going to love it. I'm so glad. I thought about that today, and I'm glad you asked me to share that. So PerfectMiniDiet.com, put Health at Last beside your name when you order it, and you've got all that health product free. Don, it's been a pleasure.
Well, it has been for me, too, and I realize that we're just basically opening the door, greeting each other, and just sharing some of our background and our perceptions as to what's going on today. And I look forward to the change, the positive change that's going to occur when people apply these principles in their lives. I know firsthand some of Dr. Pickering's relationships in the business world. One man who comes to mind is Mr. Zig Ziglar. I studied his books very early on in my life, and I've been able to apply his teachings to many aspects of my life's experiences. They transcend salesmanship, let's put it that way.
Yes.
And you have a wealth of information to share with the listening audience in that regard. Not that we're dropping names, but these are people who have done the same type of work throughout their careers, helping
and
others.
And we've shared the platform together a few times, so I've been very blessed that way, Zig and myself.
Yes. Oh, it's marvelous. Maybe we can get into a discussion about Napoleon Hill. I bet you probably met him.
Oh, boy. Now, that was a classic example of good living, good, honest integrity.
Yes. Well, Dr. Pickering, I want to let the listening audience know that you'll be with us again next Wednesday. That's the 13th on the West Coast, the early morning hour of 1 a.m. on the East Coast, midnight Central Time. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and I look forward to a long run of very interesting and informative conversation with you.
Thank you very much, Don, and for making a positive difference as well. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Folks, yes. That wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. And tonight's guest, Dr. Wayne Pickering, the Mango Man. He'll be with us again next week. And I want to also thank Wind Talkers Radio Network for broadcasting the show over at BBS Radio this evening. We had Seth Hendrick on the sound. I want to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night. I'm going to be bringing back two shows for the rest of this week from the past. I think they're important shows, important information. You may have missed those. I'm bringing two rather interesting shows from a couple of years ago. And comparing to what's going on now, you're going to think that we were even possibly a bit prophetic with some of the things that we talked about. Lots of interesting information, and stick with us throughout the week. Following week, my regular Monday night guest will be Dr. A. Chuat. So, in the meantime, thank you for tuning in. I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.